Ricky Gervais, co-star and co-creator of the original British version of The Office, returns with a new series this weekend on HBO. TV critic David Bianculli says it's almost unfair to expect any follow-up to The Office to be as brilliantly funny, but in this case, lightning does strike twice.
In The Office, Ricky Gervais played a middle management boss at a company selling paper products from a backwater town in England. His character, David Brent, was astoundingly clueless, mistaking ridicule for affection, making one career-destroying mistake after another, and having absolutely no concept about his own lack of intelligence or social graces. That character, like the show, was a total delight. Not like the Americanized version now showing on NBC, which, by contrast, is tone-deaf. So what do Gervais and his writing and directing partner Stephen Merchant do for an encore? It turns out they do a new comedy series co-produced by the BBC and HBO about one of HBO's favorite subjects, show business. The new series is called Extras, and Gervais stars as Andy Millman, who's been appearing in films for over 5 years, but only barely. He's what they call, in the movie business, a background artist. He stands around in costume or follows behind the stars as they get to act, but never gets to say a word himself. What Andy wants, more than anything, is to score a single line of dialogue. That concept is by no means a recipe for success, especially on HBO, where comedies about showbiz have been hit-and-miss affairs. Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm is a hit. So is Entourage. But Lisa Kudrow's comeback was a huge miss, and HBO recently and rightly announced it wasn't coming back for a second season. One element that makes Extras so good is that Stephen Merchant has stepped out from behind the camera to co-star with Gervais. He plays Andy's agent, a guy so hopelessly inept that he can't even figure out how to answer his own cell phone before it stops ringing. Andy himself is smarter than David Brent from The Office was, and more self-aware, but even less successful. And Andy's agent is a big reason why. Their scenes together, as when Andy gets summoned to his agent's office, are full of awkward silences and Andy's quiet frustration. And they're great.
Nothing's come in, according to that.
Nothing's come in?
No.
Okay, good. Well, that was well worth it. I mean, apart from sitting there and waiting for the phone to ring, what have you done? Have you called it? Have you sent the script out?
What script? Sorry.
Oh, man, the script I gave you 2 months ago.
That sounds good.
The sitcom?
Yeah? Funny?
Yeah, really.
What's it called? Because I can go on to that.
When the Whistle Blows.
I'll just write down. When the W blows.
Don't put W. You forget what the W stands for. Write it all out.
No, when the wind blows.
Whistle!
I'll put that in. W equals wind.
Whistle!
It's there. It's in.
That's safe then, is it? That's done. I can forget about that. That's on its way, yeah? I got my best man on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Safe hands. Safe hands.
Good. Do you want to put another meeting in?
Any point?
May as well. And then when nothing comes in, just phone you up and cancel it.
It's a plan.
Andy also has a best friend at work, Maggie, played by Ashley Jensen. She's a little man-hungry and not quite as quick as Andy, but she's very nice and very amusing in her own right. And then there's the secret weapon of Extras, which is the idea that each week's show takes place on a different film set, allowing for guest stars to show up playing often twisted versions of themselves. In the premiere episode, Andy and Maggie get work on a film about World War II. He's dressed as a Nazi, and she's dressed as a Jewish refugee being hidden by nuns. One of those nuns is played by Kate Winslet, who spends her time between scenes chatting with the extras, advising Maggie on how to please a new boyfriend by talking dirty to him on the phone, and explaining why she took the role of the noble nun in the first place. And since this is Kate Winslet, and she's dressed in a nun's habit as she says these things, they're even more unexpected.
Oh, hiya. How did it go with your dirty phone call?
Oh, I haven't done it yet. I'm working up to it.
Well, here is another one that's always good. Just do all the preliminary stuff and then you go, hang on. Why is the slut from next door just coming into my bedroom and is taking a bra off? And you just pretend you're getting it on with her.
I couldn't do that.
Of course you could. You're an actress.
No, I'm not. I'm just an extra. You're the actress. Brilliant actress, by the way.
Yeah, she's... I'm an actor as well. If there's a line going in this film, I'd love to be part of this. Because I'd just like to say, I think, you know, you doing this is so commendable. You know, using your profile to keep the message alive about the Holocaust.
My God, I'm not doing it for that. I mean, I don't think we really need another film about the Holocaust, do we? It's like, how many have there been? You know, we get it. It was grim. Move on. No, I'm doing it because I've noticed that if you do a film about the Holocaust, guaranteed an Oscar. I've been nominated 4 times. Never won. And the whole world is going, why hasn't Winslet won one?
Death, yeah.
That's it. That's why I'm doing it.
When Ben Stiller shows up in a subsequent episode, he's even more willing to poke fun at himself. And he's just as uncomfortably hilarious to watch. Extras, right from the start, is another classic comedy from Gervais. For him to do it twice in a row is an absolute rarity. Just as amazing as when Larry David went from co-creating Seinfeld to creating and starring in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Both shows are little TV miracles. And beginning this weekend, they're paired together on HBO.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.